www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. That, once again, freetalklive.com. All right, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. We were talking about the Ed and Elaine Brown trial, and we continue to bring you updates. And I just wanted to focus in on what I thought was a pretty outrageous article by the Concord Monitor. It's a newspaper up here in New Hampshire. This is an editorial by apparently the entire Monitor staff. They didn't actually sign anyone's name to this.
I see.
So it's everyone at the entire newspaper.
Must be an editor of some sort.
Feels this way. Here's what they had to say. Edward and Elaine Brown, the Plainfield couple who have not paid federal income taxes for nearly a decade, are right to hate the U.S. tax code. Like a coral reef, the 20,000-plus page code was built by accretion. It is the, I don't know what that means. It is the incomprehensible product of some well-meaning attempts to direct social policy and many self-serving efforts by politicians to reward friends for personal or political gain. Sounds good so far, right?
Yeah.
But even though the tax code is an abomination, it's also the law. The Browns, who were convicted yesterday of numerous counts of tax evasion, broke that law repeatedly and now must suffer the consequences. In Ed Brown's case, we hope the consequences don't include paying with his life. We specifically hope he or his supporters, in defense of their views, don't take the lives of anyone else. As we write, the retired exterminator and a small group of people who agree with his position are holed up at his Plainfield home. Attempts to remove him, Brown warns, will result in a shootout. Elaine Brown surrendered before the verdict and was ordered not to return home. Law enforcement agencies are negotiating with Brown and reportedly have no plans to assault his fortified house. Yet. Please note, just because the cops say they don't have plans today doesn't mean there won't be plans drawn up tomorrow.
Or that they don't have plans currently in the works and that they're keeping them quiet. I mean, obviously they're not going to say what they intend to do or that they intend to do something.
Like many tax protesters, the Browns base their refusal to pay on novel interpretations of tax law. Nothing in the law compels them to pay federal income taxes, they say, because payment is voluntary. They also say that the federal government has no authority to levy an income tax in New Hampshire, and that income from personal labor cannot be taxed. And they argue that Elaine Brown's dental practice earnings are not subject to New Hampshire's business profits tax because the couple's home is on some sort of federal enclave. Self-serving legal theories like those cited by the Browns are espoused on internet sites and promoted in books by anti-tax militants. Now,
These people that are advocating, violence towards the Browns, because that's really what they want. They want them to be subjugated. They don't want to see a shootout. They want to see them, pay their money. But they've already offered to pay the money.
If the IRS would just show them the law that requires them to pay.
No, they've offered to just settle.
That's true.
They offered their money up. They've said, okay, they're here taking the side of the law, but I'm sorry. The law says we want blood or we want, we want blood or we want time from these people. That's what the law is saying. And these same bleeding heart bedwetting liberals that are writing this crap, advocate all these social programs. So apparently,
hold on. I don't think it's fair to call them bleeding heart liberals because there's plenty of so-called conservatives that support taxation as well.
The impression that I'm getting from these people is that they're on the liberal side of authoritarian.
You tell a conservative you don't want to pay taxes because you don't support the military, and they will hate you too.
Understood. But the programs that these people support, apparently, the life of Ed Brown and him keeping his money is not as important as it is to pay all these little social programs that they think are so great. Or on the reverse side.
But they're not talking about social programs here. They're not saying anything.
They're not saying anything.
They're coming out from an authoritarian standpoint of this is the law, you must obey, it doesn't matter if there's 20,000 pages, it's the law.
Sure, but they support different political programs,
they're
never going to say, look, people need to die in order to support my frickin' programs. I've got some really great programs here. We've got to feed poor people, or we've got to go to Iraq and shoot up a bunch of brown folks. Whatever their reason is, they're never going to say that. It's the law, and that's why it's important.
They're claiming that their refusal to pay is based on novel interpretations of tax law. That's kind of silly, because just because a court makes a ruling that the tax law is there. For instance, the Ed Brown and Elaine Brown have been saying all along, look, we looked through the laws, which most people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
We looked through the laws and we couldn't find anything. Maybe we missed something. Maybe you could show us where the law is that requires us to pay these taxes. IRS never got back with them. IRS wasn't interested in showing them the law. What the IRS does do is they'll say, well, you're making frivolous arguments. It's clear, based on these court decisions in the past, that the law is there. We don't have to show you the law. The courts have said the law is there. The courts have said that you have to pay taxes. So it's interesting, isn't it? The IRS relies on the court decisions, which, of course, are decisions made by government courts that have an express interest in supporting the status quo, because they get paid by the government, and the government gets paid through taxes, so therefore, of course, the courts are going to back up the IRS. So the IRS uses the court decisions as evidence that the tax law is legitimate, not the tax law itself. Anyway, they go on to say that self-serving legal theories cited by the Browns are espoused on internet sites and promoted in books by anti-tax militants. Look at what they're doing here, Mark. They're starting to label people like the Browns, mm-hmm. and they've been doing it all along, but now it's going to get turned on heavy duty, because now he's going to be barricading himself in his home, essentially, and they're going to try to make him look like kooks. They're going to try to make him look like violent individuals. So anti-tax militants. Larkin Rose isn't a militant. Irwin Schiff isn't a militant. Militants are people that are, you know, armed to the teeth, people that are willing to kill others and fight it out. These are just individuals that want to keep the money they earn. They're not militant for that.
If this is self-serving, tax interpretations of the tax law, isn't what they're saying self-serving in their case? I mean, they're wanting taxes to support their big government.
Oh, by the way, the Browns have paid their property taxes. They don't have any problem paying those taxes. They believe that it's very clear that they owe those taxes. But it's not clear to them on the federal level.
And, you know, they're saying it's the law in this article. They're saying that paying income tax is the law. Then if they're good reporters, why didn't they go and ask the IRS to see the frickin' law?
The IRS makes it easy to find scores of pages, says the article, of information debunking the most common arguments, including the contention that filing a tax return and paying taxes are voluntary. The use of voluntary refers only to the ability of taxpayers to list their income and calculate their bills themselves. Filing a return and paying the taxes owed on that income are not voluntary. So that's the position of the IRS. Of course, they don't actually... You know what? It doesn't matter to me if the IRS could come up with the law. That, to me, is a non-issue. It's what a lot of the anti-tax people base their arguments on, and I understand where they're coming from on that. But the fact that the IRS insists that paying taxes isn't voluntary is evidence that you are a slave. And it's amazing to me that more people don't make that connection.
Right. You must do what they say.
Because it's not voluntary. If it's coercive, it's not voluntary. If it's not voluntary and you don't follow their little rules, you're going to get in trouble. They're going to come after you and throw you in a cold, dark jail cell. And if you don't want to go to that jail cell, they're going to kill you. And that, to me, doesn't sound like a very free country. It doesn't sound to me like a place I want to live. And I don't care what social programs are out there. And I don't care what programs you happen to support. To suggest that slavery is acceptable is so sick. 800-259-9231. So they say that the IRS website lists court rulings that confirm its position. See, Mark? Some man in a black robe has decided that the IRS is okie-dokie.
But that doesn't make it a law.
And that doesn't make it acceptable, even if it was a law. But the Browns and those who take a similar position reject evidence that conflicts with their personal interpretations of the law. The Browns may honestly believe that they're right, but determining what a law says or the Constitution means is for the courts, not for citizens. The Browns should pay everything they owe, plus the appropriate IRS penalties. They should also receive prison sentences like those given to similar tax evaders, says the Monitor. And then here's the icing on the cake, Mark. The Plainfield protesters and others who fail to file are not heroes or martyrs. They're just people who, blinded by their own rationalizations, are cheating the rest of us.
How are they cheating the rest of us?
Don't
I
you
don't
feel
cheated.
Cheated?
No.
Don't you feel cheated by the Browns, Mark? They're cheating us all. We're going to look into this phraseology here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is collectivism at its worst. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include the wiki. We've got over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We just finished reading an article, an editorial from the Concord Monitor about Ed and Elaine Brown, two individuals here in the state of New Hampshire who are making national news at this point because, well, at this point, they have refused to pay income taxes for a decade. The federal government finally came after them, brought them up on charges. They went to court. They wanted to present a certain defense, and the judge would not allow them to present the defense that they wanted to. They wanted to question the law itself.
Mm-hmm.
And in United States courtrooms today, that's not a defense that's ever acceptable, according to judges.
No, they don't seem to like it much, that's for sure.
Right. If you're gonna...
Now, it seems obvious that the IRS doesn't like to show the law. They haven't done it so far that requires people to pay. At the same time, I would say that effectively it is the law that, you know, you must pay income taxes.
Because there are men with guns that will come and do something bad to you if you don't.
Absolutely.
As Ed Brown is getting ready to find out, his wife has sort of given up at this point. She's turned herself in. She has submitted herself to the so-called mercy of the court, and as a result, she's going to get some prison time, as well as paying fines and all that other those mm-hmm. other sorts of things. But I wanted to share this Monitor editorial with you specifically because of the last line. And I'll reread that part. The Plainfield protesters and others who fail to file are not heroes or martyrs. They're just people who, blinded by their own rationalizations, are cheating the rest of us. And I wanted to share this because it's exemplary of the socialist mindset, this communalist mindset that we have in this country. The idea that by not paying taxes, you're somehow screwing your next-door neighbor.
I'll tell you, you know, it's the taxes themselves that screw the next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're forced to give money to the government, government misuses it. It's just inefficient. And
sure.
To think that somehow you benefit from it, I mean, you do benefit from taxes. There's no doubt about it. But to think that you benefit in the best way, tax, you know, government doing anything is inefficient. And I don't think we should have the government doing stuff, so therefore they shouldn't have to tax.
You don't actually benefit from taxes. What you benefit from are having roads to drive on.
Well, the taxes
and,
build the roads.
Well, now, again, don't focus on the taxes so much as the things that you enjoy that government provides. There are very, very little that government provides that people actually have use for, but roads are definitely one of those things. However, those are things that can be provided by the marketplace. They don't have to be provided by government. So if you took roads out of the hands of government... And if you took, the library, something else someone might be able to point to by and say, hey, taxes are good because of this. Well, if you take away those things and put them in the hands of the marketplace, then what other things would you possibly benefit from by paying taxes?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. Taxes, as you point out, are wasted. The money that they do spend on the roads is far too much. They spend way too much. Go drive by your favorite construction site. Go down to Boston and take a look at the Big Dig. People are just wasting, they're just blowing the money because they don't care. It's not their money. They didn't earn it. It's easy to blow money you didn't earn.
Watch a government construction project compared to a private company's construction project.
Private companies are done within days.
They throw that baby right up.
Yep, and they're constructed just fine. It's not like the government can say, well, we're taking our time with this because we want to make sure it's right. Yeah, go look at the Big Dig. Someone died last year because pieces of concrete were falling off the ceiling. Yeah, not safe. Not only is it a big boondoggle, but it's a dangerous boondoggle.
Dangerous boondoggle.
A deadly boondoggle. So government taxes don't help anybody. Government taxes cheat everyone. It's a scam. It's fraud. It's violence being imposed on everyone in the United States. And yes, people that do have the courage to just say no to taxes absolutely are heroes. And they should be applauded, and they should be supported, because there are certainly plenty of people who would like to do it, people like you, Mark, people who would like
to... I would like to not pay taxes.
To not
I'm
pay
just
taxes.
Scared of the things that are going to happen to me if I do.
Right, so the government...
Or do not pay taxes, I mean.
The government has been very effective with its campaign
mm-hmm.
of scare tactics with people like you, and there are a lot of people like you. They believe that they're going to be next. If they don't pay taxes, that they're going to be the next ones to be targeted. When, in fact, of course, there are millions of individuals in this country that don't pay taxes. There are millions of people that work under the table, that shield their income, that get cash as many places as they possibly can. People who pay taxes cut corners. as much as they possibly can. Are people who cut corners on their taxes, on their 1040 form, maybe not reporting 100% of their income, are they cheating everyone else?
Well, according to this line of reasoning, yes, absolutely they are.
No, they're doing what's right for them.
Yeah.
They're doing what it takes to keep as much of the income as they earn.
You know,
it's disgusting to me that people have this mindset.
I'm all for aggressive write-offs.
What do you mean by that?
Well, aggressive write-offs. When it comes to taxes, you should look at your expenditures, and if something falls into the category of a write-off, maybe, I'm for it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with keeping the money that you earn.
Right, in whatever manner you can.
If you keep the money you earn, you can help others with that money. You can give it to charities.
Mm-hmm.
You can save it in a bank account, which actually, by proxy, helps others, because the bank then loans it out. You earn, or you're only allowed to keep a small percentage of it, then you're being cheated by the government. Let's go to the phones and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I agree with everything you just said. I hate taxes. Taxes should be illegal. It should be done away with.
I agree.
And I called you guys up to ask you if you had seen Aaron Russo's film, America Freedom of Fashion.
We actually had the opportunity to see it when it was in its preview phase. They were touring it around the country, and we drove up to Tampa at the time, and we got to see it for free, which was cool. Actually, no, it wasn't free.
Yeah.
I had to pay like $7 for parking. But nonetheless, it was a nice little experience and an excellent film. I thought it was good. In fact, we've had Aaron Russo on the show. As a matter of fact, you can actually download that interview on our guest page at freetalklive.com.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to go and see that interview. I didn't hear that interview. I'd like to hear that one.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I thought it was a very excellent film. I've never heard you guys talk about that film. There was a segment in that film where they showed an Illinois juror who had found somebody innocent of tax evasion laws because they wouldn't show them the law in an Illinois court. And I was kind of proud of that because I'm from Illinois, and some juror actually had the brains to stick it out.
If only more jurors were like that lady. I remember who you were talking about. If only more people had that courage. It's sad that they don't. We've got a bunch of brainwashed minions in this country that will just do whatever it is the government lawyers ask them to.
Or the judges.
You know, it amazes me that they can go to that somebody can be having a court case where they say there's no law that says I have to pay the pay taxes, and then the jury doesn't say, excuse me, Your Honor, we'd like to see the law.
Yep,
it's exactly what happened in that Illinois case, according to that film.
Yep, and they couldn't show it. And so she acquitted. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call, man, and thanks for the suggestion. It's an excellent film, and people should look for it. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your go, and you can bring up anything. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. And you can get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Brandon. Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, guys, I just have to tell you that I am completely disgusted and shocked with the two of you.
Why?
How dare you two think that you know what's best for you? Don't you guys realize that the government has your best interests at heart? they care about you guys, and the fact that you don't want to pay taxes, that you don't want to pay your fair share to help everyone out, is really just quite deplorable, and I think you guys maybe be part of the New World Order.
The fair share. That's another one I despise, another phrase that is just disgusting to me. The idea that it's fair to tax people. Sorry, it's not. It doesn't matter if everyone's taxed equally. It's still unfair. It's still thievery. It's still violence.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So now that I got that little diatribe out of my system, the other thing I wanted to talk about was you had mentioned earlier that one of the benefits of not being taxed is that you'll have more money to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, I would suggest that the primary benefit for not having to pay taxes is that you can first and foremost help yourself and
of
not
course.
Have to be reliant upon government programs and government systems. And I actually have two examples of that.
Okay.
From real world experience. I have a friend who is disabled. She has a very rare form of muscular dystrophy and can't really move her arms above her head. So she's been in a wheelchair since she's been 13 months old or something. So, but she, for the longest time, had to rely on the Department of Disabilities. And one of the things that the Department of Disabilities does is when you are part of that program, if you're going to receive any kind of benefits at all, which means, you know, getting subsidies for the medical equipment that you need, in her case, it was very expensive chairs. These chairs often cost $20,000, $30,000. You have very strict income range requirements. So you can't make more than a certain amount of money before the government cuts off your benefits.
Got it.
So for her, she really couldn't work. because if she worked, and for her, it was until she was the age of 23, she couldn't earn more than $60 a week.
$60 a week? What are you going to do with that?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So these programs that are instituted by the government really are, in a very tangible way, systems of enslavement, because not only are you getting money, but now they're telling you that you can't earn money. And they're
right.
saying, well, if you try to be productive and you try to be independent, well, then we're going to cut you off.
Yeah, if you don't want to be a total government serf,
mm-hmm.
screw you.
Right. The other example of that is welfare for the people who actually, quote unquote, need welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I had another friend of the family who she had a couple of kids. And she had a falling out with her husband and got divorced and had to move out. And it was a really unhealthy relationship. There was some violence there and stuff. But
yeah.
she had to go on welfare because she had a kid that she had to support. She didn't have a support network. She didn't have any family in the vicinity that could help her out. So she really had no choice. Well, what do you think they did to her? They did the exact same thing.
Made her so she could work.
Welfare. Right. They said, well, you can't earn so much. You can only earn so much money before we cut you off.
Right.
And because you are now receiving money from the government, your house now has to comply with these standards. And, you know, we're going to
really?
Randomly send a social worker to just come check on your house and make sure that you're taking care of your kid.
Yep. You know, it was the same way when I was renting out my duplex that I owned in Florida. You know, if I wanted to take these Section 8 people that had, you know, city or county money that they could use for housing,
mm-hmm.
well, the bureaucrats had to come out and check my windows and my fire alarms and all
right.
that other stuff just to make sure that I wouldn't burn up their serfs.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
In fact, go ahead.
Okay, yes. The other thing I was going to say is that
yeah.
the, you know, most people that are listening on your show are not on welfare. They're not part of the Department of Disability.
Probably
the
not.
Question that I would ask is, every listener on Free Talk Live right now, do you think that if you had an extra, anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 a year extra, you think that you might be able to take your kid out of government school and put him into private education?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
You know, that's a perfect example right there of, if you have your own money, and you can spend it the way that you want to spend it, then you can take care of yourself. And if more of you can take care of yourself, then you don't need other people to take care of you. And you don't need to rely on the government or your neighbor or, in most cases, you know, extra charities to help
right.
you out, because you can help yourself rather than having to, you know, hold your hand out or, you know.
But that's exactly what the government doesn't want. They don't want people to be independent. They want people to be
Absolutely.
Dependent on the system. They want people to think that they need the government. And they want to create a class of serfs so they can constantly point to them and say, well, if it weren't for us, if it wasn't for this welfare program, little Jimmy here, he wouldn't be able to be eating. If it weren't for us,
right.
this lady wouldn't be able to get any assistance. And there have been examples, you brought up the welfare example, there have been examples where certain people, like moms with kids to support, are getting paid so much on welfare that if they were to get a starter job where they were getting a fairly low paycheck, then the paycheck that they'd be getting would actually be less than the welfare check. So they have absolutely no incentive to even bother trying to step into the workforce in the first place.
Right, absolutely.
Simply because
and
welfare pays so well.
Right. And in the case of my friend who actually did eventually get off of welfare, the only way that she was able to do it is she literally had to get ahead. And for most people, that's almost impossible because you're asking them to not only make the money that they're currently making, but now they have to make even more money so that when the government does cut them off for that period of a month or two, mm-hmm. they can survive, which is extremely difficult for most people.
Yeah.
The system is built to keep people on the hook. It's built to keep people dependent. And once they become dependent, they stay dependent. They live a life that is a dependent life. They have children, and they pass on their dependency to their kids. And it's just a sad, sad situation and a waste of human life. And it's all because of the government. Whereas, and Brandon, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Whereas if people who needed assistance were being helped on a private basis by private organizations, then they would be able to really vet those individuals that they were helping out. They could really check in with them and work closely with them to ensure that they were getting the training they needed, the job skills they needed to get out there, get back on their feet again, and become self-sufficient. Because the Salvation Army doesn't want a bunch of welfare queens.
No, they're not going to put up with it.
Right. You can't mooch from private organizations
whereas,
like you can mooch from the government.
You know, this sort of entitlement mentality that's out there is something that would only grow once somebody gets on, gets into the trap of welfare and those kind of entitlements. Then their children see them in the trap of that, and it makes sense. And you know the old saying, the rich get rich and the poor can't have kids. So there's, you know, there's a disproportionately large, larger amount of the population that's growing up under this sort of, you know, mentality. And so they're gonna do it too. They know how.
Not only will
I wouldn't know how to get welfare.
Yeah. Not only will it affect the kids though, Mark, but it'll also affect the people who are close to them, like their friends. They might say to their friends, why are you working? It works for suckers.
Yep.
Why are you working? You could be making more on welfare.
It's not that you make more.
Have a kid.
Well, take a look at it this way.
Make more for doing less.
That much is true. Say you get $1,500 a month on welfare.
Sit around the house. Get paid.
But you get
$1,500.
You get $1,500 a month on welfare, and that's not making very much. But if you get $2,100 on by working, which is a pretty good, that's making pretty good money.
Yeah.
And then you pay $600 a month in child care and work clothes and packing a lunch or eating out or, you know, whatever else goes into, gas and a car and all that other stuff.
Sure.
Well, it makes sense not to have a job.
Yeah, it's easier to just to sit around the house and smoke some crack all day.
Well, if you can afford the crack. But
if you're on welfare and you don't have any cars or anything like that, you could.
Sit around and swat flies.
Hey, there was a John Stossel presentation. I think it was John Stossel Goes to Washington or the one about the drug war, one or the other, where he actually interviewed some people in the welfare line. And they just came right out and told him, yeah, I'm going to buy some crack and sell it with this.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they use the welfare money to buy the crack, then they sell it to get even more money so they can buy some crack for themselves.
They're a little silly.
Then they go back next month and get some more. And we're all paying for it.
Yep, and then we'll pay for them in jail, too.
Yep, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features on the site that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 320 of our listeners have done. You head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It's simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you like the message of freedom and liberty being spread as far and as wide as possible, then AMP's the way to go. You send us $3 a month. That's all that it takes. It's a voluntary option. And what we do is we take that money in and we turn it around into promotion for the show. We get the show on more stations, more radio stations around the country. We get more internet listeners around the world on board with Free Talk Live. So if it's valuable to you to help spread freedom, amp.freetalklive.com is where you need to go. Learn about the perks. They're there for you. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kurt in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was a little bit miffed listening to you guys yesterday when you were talking about conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I am mixed up because you guys just mentioned by your own admission that there's a huge conspiracy out there right now, and that's regarding the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were talking about Ed Brown, and what you said was that the courts are involved in upholding the IRS and the tax laws. And so right there, they're showing a lot of collusion between the IRS and the judicial branch of government.
Oh, there's no doubt
about
it.
It's obvious. It's obvious collusion, and they're not hiding anything in the collusion. Do you understand?
Right. We're not getting on the air and advocating that people fold their dollar bills so they can see that the World Trade Center crashes to the ground on them. We're not getting on the air and advocating that there's an evil pentagram symbolism in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
those are the
extreme. There are some extreme cases of things like that.
Kurt, there's no doubt.
You do admit that there is some conspiracies out there.
Of course, Kurt. Whenever you have two people deciding to do something, you have a conspiracy.
Right.
I just
want to make sure you agree. And then I think, Mark, you were talking about taxes on the roads. Don't forget that's all paid for, or most of it, by gasoline taxes, not income taxes.
I don't know if they all are to because you know there's county counties build roads, cities build roads,
sales taxes. I know where we were down in Sarasota, there was that new penny tax that they added in that was supposed to go towards road
upgrades. It should be. I would concur with you that it should be that all roads should be built with only gasoline taxes, but I would disagree
that
that is true.
The majority of them already are done by gasoline taxes. Yeah, there's a few that aren't, but don't forget all the taxes that we pay. Like it was on the movie that. Freedom to Fascism. They listed at the very beginning of that movie all the taxes, fees, and so on that we pay every day.
Sure.
And it's way more than the income tax alone.
It's an endless
list.
It's
huge.
Taxes. You know, if you want to go fishing, you got to pay a fee. If you want to do anything in this life, you got to pay some kind of a fee.
Absolutely.
To the government.
But the income tax affects everybody, and so that's why we focus. I mean, that's why we focus on that. We could easily take all those taxes and rally and rail against them as well if we wanted to.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I just wanted to point out the conspiracy theory in this. And
sure,
you guys,
sure. I mean, the whole government colludes. The government colludes against the people, and as Mark pointed out, it's obvious. It's a fact, and it's not something where people have to look into some weird book about the Illuminati to learn something just, you know, out of bizarro world. We're not making any unusual allegations here. We're not. Some people obviously are going to think, well, they don't like taxes, they must be crackpots, and that's fine. They can think that if they want to, but what we're talking about here is pretty crystal clear. When we talk about government...
Yeah.
When we talk about government malfeasance, it's because we're getting it out of, you know, we're getting the official news from a legitimate news source that's undeniable, and we're simply pointing out that government is bad, and it doesn't matter who's behind the scenes pulling the strings. It's just bad.
Well, I agree. I just want to just make sure you don't throw out every conspiracy theory just because there's a lot of them that have some good points to them.
Oh, I totally agree.
I try to look at them all.
We've got open minds, Kurt. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
it.
It's just that when people get on the airwaves and start spouting off kookery, I'm going to label it as kookery. You want to get on the air and tell me that there's secret planes dumping chemicals all across the sky? They're chemtrails! I mean, sorry. No, it's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. Just because you've got one weather guy who has a crackpot website making claims doesn't mean you have anything of worth as far as talking about it is concerned. It's not worth even addressing. But if you want to bring it up, we'll let you talk about it.
Yep,
we'll laugh at you.
You'll get 2, 3, 5 minutes on there to spread it out there.
We'll poke a little bit of fun at you, but you deserve it for falling into a trap like that, for falling into somebody's kook beliefs. And you look like a crackpot. And that's the other point of Free Talk Live sort of making fun of certain conspiracy theories, because we want people to understand that this is how you look to others. Others look at your ideas and they think, hey, that guy is nuts. He's crazy. Let's go somewhere else. People don't want to hear your those concepts. They don't want to hear those ideas. And even you and I, Mark, who are relatively open-minded, we've seen some of the conspiracy videos. We've seen some of the evidence that's been
right.
Presented.
We don't shut it out completely.
Right. We're friendly, at least friendly towards these people. That's why we do this, to let you know, hey, you're on the wrong track. You can spend hours and hours of your life on these conspiracy theories. You can spend hours doing research after research, website after website. And when all's said and done, you've done nothing. Your research has resulted in nothing.
Even if it was true, I just don't think that it does anything. I mean,
it doesn't. It may be true. Maybe the world is controlled by an elite group of bankers. So what?
Well, I think that the world is to some extent or another controlled by an elite group of bankers. I just don't think that anybody sitting out there right now knows any of their last names.
And it wouldn't matter if you did.
And I don't.
What
think
are you going
to
do about it?
I don't
it?
Think that they get together in a room and manage to meet up and really come up with a plan to take over the world, because, you know, just like churches throughout time have had schisms and, you know, groups break off and form different groups, there would be all kinds of different groups that would be competing to control the world.
Sure.
And, you know, then they would be, one would be exposing another, and you would, or they'd slip up and you'd be able to see it. It just doesn't make any sense to me that there's one great cabal. I mean,
it's absurd.
It's great fiction. It just doesn't make any sense.
Which is, I think, why it's so intriguing to people. You know, it seems like it's surreal. It seems like, wow, this is really happening in the real world. This isn't just some fictional story. Well, maybe it is a fictional story, but it's so intriguing to them. They want to follow it. They want to connect the dots. They want to solve the puzzle.
I love knowing things that other people don't know. Like, for instance, just coming off the top of my head, when somebody whips out Che Guevara, they mention him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm within...
He's a revolutionary man.
Within 30 seconds, I am going to say El Médico Ernesto Che Guevara de la Serna. I'm going to say his title and whole name. I'm going to mention that he was born in Rosario, Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, excuse me, Rosario, Argentina. I'm going to mention all the facts that I know about Che Guevara, and I'm going to beat you down.
Yeah.
Because I know more about this quote-unquote revolutionary than you do. And it's the same sort of thing. Like when you know about these cabals, you can just tie it all in and you know, take current events and whip up yourself a little conspiracy story right there on the spot and show the person how smart you are.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Because it doesn't matter how much you know about the conspiracy theories, all of your knowledge is for naught. It doesn't do any good when it comes to the actual activity of cutting the government down to size.
And it's about as useful as me knowing where Che Guevara was born.
Right. It's trivia.
It is.
And it can be fun. Trivia can be fun.
Yeah.
It can be neat to look those things up. It can be neat to spend your time on these things, but it doesn't make a difference when it comes to making government smaller. And that's what we're all about here on Free Talk Live, is getting the government out of people's lives. I don't care if it's a Democrat-led government or a Republican-led government or who's in charge of the Democrats or who's in charge of the Republicans. That's why you don't hear Free Talk Live getting on the air and dropping names like those other radio talk show hosts do. Go ahead, tune into Rush Limbaugh. What do we do? We were driving to driving down to Concord the other day, and we listened to, I think it was Sean Hannity. Within seconds of us tuning into his show, he had already attacked liberals.
Yes, he had.
And within a minute's time, the name Hillary Clinton came out.
Right.
And it's just the same old crap. It doesn't matter who's in charge. It doesn't matter what year it is.
I couldn't do that show. I swear to God, I couldn't do that show.
It's the government attempting to impose its way on other people. I don't care if there's a conspiracy behind it all. I know what the results are. And the results are bigger and bigger and more intrusive government, more oppressiveness, more laws, more regulations. That's what I'm fighting against. I don't have to convince anybody who's behind the scenes and what their plan is, because I can see what's going on out in the open. And that's what needs to be fought. That's what other people can also understand. That's what will help people come on board with this movement, when you can point to the real-life issues that affect them. It doesn't affect me who's meeting in secret somewhere in the world. But what does affect me are income taxes, property taxes, marijuana regulations, more and more rules and regulations, business regulations, radio regulations. These are all things we can very easily attack and take out. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is coming up. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We have got a very bizarre story on the way. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
It's a...